books, music, film. We bring you the latest and what it's really like.
I don't know about you, but if I fell off a cliff to a rocky beach 20 to 30 metres below, I don't think I'd be around to tell the story. Stephen Dale is and wrote about it in his book, Bouncing Back When You Hit Rock Bottom. At 21, his life literally went over a cliff on Phillip Island in Victoria. He suffered from a shattered skull, a dislocated and fractured spine, ruptured internal organs, multiple lacerations, and critical blood loss. Nice effort. His two friends rock climbing with him spent hours giving him emergency CPR, mentioning how he stopped breathing quite a few times till the emergency helicopter arrived. 5 days in a coma, 7 months in hospital, several years learning how to walk and talk again. A story worthy of writing about, you'll agree. The layout of the story brings back memories of Carlito's Way, actually, the way the film started with Al Pacino being stretchered to an ambulance and replaying in his mind the events that led him to that point. In Stephen's case, he starts with the story from his bed in hospital, then going right back to his childhood and the events that shaped him to being a reckless he-man. The book documents exhaustive bullying he received at school and the way it moulded his personality, which I have to say was quite disturbing to read. At some points, you might feel so angry you'll want to seek revenge yourself. The book continues with the way he ended up dealing with his bullies, through to the day of the fall and the nightmare of learning how to walk again, talk again, write again, everything again, from the beginning. Interesting how he learned to walk in a full body cast, a feat no doubt few have achieved. Bouncing Back When You Hit Rock Bottom by Stephen Dale is definitely for you if you've ever been bullied, if you've lost use of any part of your body, or just want an inspirational story to motivate you to keep going. I give the book 4 stars. I took off 1 star for the errors in the grammar. If I was Steve, I'd sack his proofreader. I'm Aaron Wright for The Salvos.